Welcome back to Inside the Bears, brought to you by Jimmy John's.
Anthony, you are always on your phone, social media, texting. Look, could you wait till after the show? Can you put your phone away?
I can't.
You're
actually
one of those people.
Yeah, I am. I am one of those guys.
I'm just kidding. But Jay Cutler and Mark Trestman like to communicate via text, and they'll be texting a lot since Jay just signed a 7-year deal with the Bears. Jeff Joniak, the voice of the Bears, sat down with Jay Cutler.
You know, it's been a fun ride I've had here. Looking forward to the future. Obviously going to be here quite a bit longer. I'm happy to be joining the rest of the guys, the rest of the coaches, the rest of the organization in our pursuit for a championship.
Have you ever worked harder?
No. You know, when I was younger, you kind of had to catch up just because you were behind the eight ball and you were just learning things and everything felt new, so it felt like you were working really hard. At this point, later in my career, it's good though. It's fun. If you want to be a good player, if you want to be a great player, you embrace this type of atmosphere because you can only get better when you're around people like this.
There it is. Good. That's a great. Did he lock that thing? Huh? Did he lock it or did he bail? Okay, good. It's a great ball. Really good. That's the way to read it out. Well done.
You know, with Tress, it's just the little details. He just doesn't lose sight of them.
There you go. He's finding ways to get another completion. You go with a play?
So I don't care if it's week one of training camp or week one of OTAs or it's week 16. He'll still walk by me after a play and say, hey, get the ball up. Get the ball up. Get your left hip open. It's just the little things, and he just – it's not he harps on him. He just constantly reminds you, whether the ball's up or whether the ball's down, he's still going to just kind of walk by you and casually just put that little imprint in your brain just so that you're thinking about it.
Are you guys in nonstop communication, so to speak, even when you're at home?
We talk a lot. He likes to get the pulse of how I'm feeling, especially Monday, Tuesday. How the team's doing. He's a good texter, so that kind of
that helps you.
That helps me because I don't really like to get on the phone and talk for an extended period of time. So he's good at just kind of checking in and texting, and there's a lot of communication, which I think is a good thing.
Still tending to Jay, the medical crew out.
It strikes me out of these years that I've gotten to know you a little bit. Just you're not a guy that's interested in watching anything. You're fidgety. Yeah. You need to get out there.
Yeah.
Lance, the same way. His whole attitude and personality changed when he was unable to get on that field. There is a peace to that field, even though there's so much intensity going on, right?
Yeah, absolutely. There's one room in this building I hate, and it's the training room. Hate being in there. Don't want any part of it. When I am in there, I want to get out as fast as possible. And like you said, Lance is the same way. So we were in there together. Those first couple days, you're just feeling sorry for yourself, and you're like, there's no light at the end of the tunnel. You're like, I'm going to be in here forever. 4 weeks in 4 weeks in a football season, that's a lifetime.
Yeah.
So much can change, and so much did change offensively for us in those 4 weeks. It was fun, but also difficult to watch because you want to be out there. You want to be a part of that change. You want to be a part of that that growing process. So it was difficult to sit back and watch that. But at the same time, I was couldn't have been more happy for the guys and making the next step in the offense.
Are you ready to just settle down literally and figuratively? Because obviously you're a married man with a child, another one on the way, and you have a new coach that you seem to embrace wholeheartedly. Are you ready to just settle down, football-wise also?
Yeah, that's a great point. My 20s were fun, a lot of change, a lot of learning, ups and downs.
A lot of aggravation, too.
Some aggravation, some great times, some good memories. Going into my 30s, with Kristen and Camden, and we got another one on the way. Working with Tress is great. I think Phil's doing an unbelievable job of bringing talent into this organization. George McCaskey. I think he's doing a fabulous job of running this ship and keeping the traditions and everything alive. It's a very, very, very good group of people. They know what they want. They know how to get there, and they're doing it the right way. And that's what you want to be a part of.
Double A, when you signed your contracts with the Bears, how'd your interview go with Joniak?
It didn't exist. I didn't have one.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh.
He's usually on top of those type of things. Yeah. Jeff Joniak, I'm very disappointed.
I mean, the interview with Jay was good though. It was a good one.
Pretty sure that it was. It's a great job by you, Jeff. Great job.
Uh-oh. Sore subject here. A little touchy.
Yeah. I mean, me and Jeff go back like 4 flats on a Cadillac with a hatchback. But, I mean, he didn't interview me when I signed my deal. I signed my deal here inside the Bears.
It's probably because he is ridiculous.
He is very ridiculous.
We have to take one more break. We'll be back right after this. Inside the Bears is brought to you by Jimmy John's.